I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I love them both. I love them both.
So Celebs Go Dating is your fun, and Married at First Sight is your fucking community service. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week I'm joined by none other than author, matchmaker with the most, and star of Maths and Celebs Go Dating, it's Paul Brunson, everybody! Woo! And the crowd goes wild! Oh.
There we go.
I haven't had that many Americans on, actually, and I feel like my energy is probably what you'd stereotypically assume an Americans would be. You know, I'm fucking fired up all the time. Yeah. I'm really positive. Yeah. But I went the extra mile for you there, babe. I don't normally chant.
I appreciate the extra mile. But yeah, you're giving me very New York energy right now because I'm from New York. Yeah, it's very, you know, we're either on or off, and you're on. You know, I like that. I need that energy.
Well, I feel like I'm, so obviously when you hear New Yorker, you think like going a million miles an hour, like New York, like getting their bagels. Like, oh. But then also I feel like really funny, really excited, really passionate about sports. Like, am I falling into every stereotype here? Yeah, I mean,
you started with getting our bagels. Like that's, you just hit the stereotype, like bam, you know what I mean? But yeah, but you have to remember that, you know, there's many different areas of New York. So where I'm from is Queens. So, you know, it was a different vibe. Queens, where I was from, Jamaica, Queens, was very Caribbean. It was a lot of first and second generation Jamaicans, Haitians, Dominicans. So it felt like you were in an island somewhere, but it was just freezing, you know, but that's pretty much what it felt like.
Mate, I know you're like a big time TV star now and everything, but I just want to let you know, if you ever wanted to do like podcasts, you have got the fucking voice for it. I would listen to you talk all day.
Oh my, keep Vicky, come on. What else you got? You've already gassed me up completely. Out the gate. You gassed everybody up like this.
I do try and be really complimentary, but honestly, like I just feel like I'm naturally going to buzz off you this episode. Oh. I also feel like you're really handsome as well, mate. So congratulations on that.
Vic, you just keep, what else you got, Vic? This is, what else you got? Come on. Let me just sit and be, because can I say this though? This is a complete tangent, but I have to say this because now that I'm really listening to your voices, I've been in the UK for 4 years.
Yeah.
And when I got here, everyone's accent sounded the same to me.
Did it?
Yeah. So I couldn't understand. I mean, I could understand, but I couldn't see the difference between the accents. Now that I've been, you know, and visited, I understand the difference. And what I realized is that the further I went north, the least I could understand. So, and my son is the same way. So I have two boys. My youngest, we just went to Liverpool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He honestly asked me, do they speak a different language in Liverpool? And I was like, no, it's the same thing. Like, they're speaking the same thing. They're just quick with it. They're quick with it. You know, you got to flow with it. But I will say, as you go north, I prefer, I'm not trying to, you know, shade anybody, but I prefer the accent as you go north.
It's got more character, hasn't it?
Yeah. More just like, you know, just more. There's like more. It's like you could have chicken or you could have chicken with hot sauce. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, babe. We've got all the sauce up north.
All the sauce.
Your poor son wouldn't stand a chance for me because not only am I born and bred Geordie, obviously, I spent 3 years in Liverpool for uni. Ah. So, yeah, I'm just a mad... I mean, obviously, Geordie through and through, but, yeah, I'm thick. I'm quite thick.
But do you notice, do you change... Like, we call it code switching in the US. Do you change your accent based on who you're around?
So I didn't think I did, Paul. That's a really good question. I didn't think I did. And I was just like, wait, I'm the same with everybody. I'm a Geordie. Do you know what I mean? Like, I haven't changed a bit, blah, blah, blah. Proud of me roots, salt of the earth. This was what I thought. And then I did a podcast with a lad from up northeast, lovely fella. And he just went, God, your accent's not softened, hasn't it? Wow. And I was like, do you think? I said, I honestly didn't believe I had. But then I suppose it's subconscious, mate. Like, yeah. I've been down here for about 7 years now, and probably for the first 2 years, no disrespect to anybody in London, you know, but I think I probably spent most of it just fucking repeating myself. Because everyone was like, can you slow down? What did you say there? You know, so probably for the sake of like efficiency, yeah, I might have mellowed slightly in terms of my voice, but all it takes is half an hour with the lasses up north or like one glass of wine and I'm fucking Jimmy Nail again. And you probably won't get that reference, but.
No, did you say Jimmy Nail?
Jimmy Nail. He's like a famous Geordie fella from Alf Wiedersehen Pet. This is like a cultural thing, but if you ever are bored and want to watch Alf Wiedersehen Pet, like I would recommend.
You really? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you're recommending, I'm going to go with it. Can I say on the accent side though? Yeah. So I find that very interesting, and I see that happen in dating all the time.
Really? You must see so much interesting stuff though. So do women, this is a one, I have to ask this because I've been guilty of this. When I was younger in particular, not so much now, I'm a grown up, like I'm very much takers like I am. But when I was younger, I used to do the whole hot, soften me voice, baby voice thing for a fella. That's got to be normal, hasn't it? Cringy, but normal.
Yeah, actually, you know, a lot of women, what they do is they go higher in their voice. And then, you know what the fellas do? Hey, Vicky, how you doing? Like they go deep. And it's because of us thinking of what the perfect stereotype is for the person that we're with. And then form-fitting that. And that's the reason why, you know, I always say that when you meet someone, you never meet them. You meet their representative. And then it's over time that you really find out who they are.
No. I mean, you always put, like, you always endeavor to put your best foot forward on a date. But I think, like, it almost feels like a bit like an interview, you know? Like, initially, and I am quite a confident person. But even I felt like I was putting forward, like... I would say best version, but it's absolutely not true. It's just exactly what I thought the person wanted to see, you know?
Exactly. It's a representative of you. It's not you. And what people find is that the people who are able to show who they truly are early on are the people who have stronger relationships. It's fascinating. Like even back on the accent thing, what I've noticed is that, you know, so I do a lot of studies, right? Yeah. And what I'll see is that people will take the accent of, so say they're from up north, they're on a date with someone from London, they'll take it and they will unintentionally, so subconsciously, they're softening the accent. And I also notice here that everyone tries to go posh. That's the thing. It's like, let me be made in Chelsea. You know, that's what I want to do. And the idea is that that's, somehow like it makes you a better person, which it doesn't. So accents are fat. I think, by the way, I think that in the UK, that accents is one of the number one discriminating points. So people will not date you or not be in a relationship with you because of your accent. They'll stereotype you because of your accent.
Like a specific, well, there's all these polls, isn't there? And you see them on Instagram, and I'm not sure how like valid they are or how like authentic, but they like sort of rank people's accents based on like polls and things like that. Geordie luckily always ends up quite near the top. I think we've got like a musical lilt to it. I think it's quite cheerful, but poor Birmingham always gets put like right near the bottom. And I think,
oh, really?
Yeah, honestly, but then I feel like, Thomas Shelby, Peaky Blinders. I don't know if you've watched that. Like, show me a bird who wouldn't shag him.
I know. I'm saying you're right. It depends who it is.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, it's got to. It's really funny you bring up accents because obviously my partner Erkan is born and raised Southeast London, so he's. if I could compare his accent to somebody you've probably met on Celebs Go Dating, I'd probably say he's more of like a Pete type. He was on Towie for a bit, you know?
Gotcha.
Blinking, you would have missed him. He was only on for 5 minutes. He was dead. He's dead nice. He's too nice for reality TV, really. That's what I always tell him. He didn't have that edge that you sort of need to kiss people's girlfriends and stuff. So he's got that voice. And we've obviously been together 4 years now, Paul, and we're thinking like marriage and babies and all that stuff. And I'm like, we can have kids down here, Erkan, by all means, but when they start to get like two and they're starting to pick up words, like, I want to be back up north because I want them to speak like me. And it's the first time he's openly admitted. He was like, no, I can't have a house full of people who speak like you. I fucking hate your accent.
I love it. Oh, hold on though. So Vicky, this is good. So you've been in a relationship for 4 years then?
Yeah.
For 4 years. So
is it good or bad? What you're going to tell is I'm nervous.
No, I love, well, let me see. Let me ask a few questions. I'll tell you if it's good or bad.
So, oh God, we're switching hats. I love this. Go.
So 4 years. Do you believe that you two will get married?
Yes.
Okay. So when do you believe you will become engaged to be married?
I'm engaged now, Paul.
Oh, you're engaged?
Yes.
Oh my God. Let me see the ring. Let me see what you're working with.
I can't. Hang on. I'm going to get it for you. Hang on. I've been working this morning, so I didn't have it on. I'm dead paranoid. I'm going to go get it.
All right. Let me see. I need to see the ring. This is very important.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Oh. Wow. Okay. That's big.
I know. So we were together about a year and a half, and like, I absolutely knew, like, all my listeners would be bored titless of this story, so I won't tell it again. But we had this first date, and he did this like really little gesture. Like I'd had my heart broken like about 3-4 months before and was in the worst way, really. Didn't expect the date to amount to anything. Thought I was still pretty much traumatized. And like, I was telling him a little bit about it. Not too much. I didn't want to scare him off and sound like a man hater. But I mentioned, you know, I'd been hurt, and he just leant across the table and held my hand.
There you go.
It was such a simple gesture, but it was so intimate, and it really shocked us how cute it was and like emotionally intelligent. So yes. I sent me pals a message, and I went, lasses, buy a fucking hat, because this one's the one.
I love it. So then you're thinking definitely marriage and then definitely children.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to freeze my eggs in January, Paul.
Nice.
I'm 34, and I just think, let's not rush it, but let's also protect like future Vicky and Erkan's happiness, because you never know, do you?
No, you never know. I love it. So then here's the big question. Have you both done premarital counseling yet?
Thought you were going to say premarital sex. And I was like, yeah, mate, that fucking ship is definitely sealed.
Oh, my God. But have you, though? Have you done it?
No. So, no. Okay. God, I feel like I'm like, do you always, your voice, I told you your voice is really nice. Does your energy always do this? Like, I felt like I was about to tell you something really honest there that I've not really said out loud. And then I was like, there's something about Paul that makes me want to do that. Do you get that a lot?
Well, I tell you, if that's how it makes you feel, then I say run with it, because that's vulnerability.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That's vulnerability. What do you got for us, Vicky?
Well, I'm going to do it. So we did, like, obviously I love Erkan. He's the best. And like all most people say is like us on Instagram, like kissing, holding hands, having a really nice time in glamorous locations, looking like lovely bits of kit. Mm-hmm. And I always try my best to show both sides of the coin, because we all know nothing's perfect. That's just not real life.
Right.
But we did this thing where like we moved into this house which was like a big deal financially. Like it was a fucking big stretch, but I really wanted it. So we pushed. And then we also, like, just because moving wasn't stressful enough, got like a Labrador puppy.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And we'd gone from this lovely little life in lockdown in this flat where we were so comfortable and just had each other to like exploding. The world was open again. We had like this house to pay for, this dog to train. And I went back to work and he went back to work and we just really struggled. And we had this like super hard like couple months where it felt like neither of us could say the right thing to each other. Like we were just making each other, I don't know, it felt like we weren't making each other that happy. And that's what I always consider a healthy relationship to be, like used to make each other better. So I was talking to my life coach about it and he was like, you absolutely need to go to relationship therapy.
Yes.
And I was like, so up for it, mate, because I believe better out than in. I love talking about my problems. I'm a natural communicator. Erkan's slightly more stoic.
Okay.
He is Turkish Cypriot and they're very like...
Very stoic.
Yeah, strong men will be men. Fucking I'm not talking about my feelings. Like I've only seen him cry once. So I think that was when his football team lost. So. Yeah. So it was a bit of a push to get him to do it. But we did. We spoke to someone.
Okay.
And we found it super beneficial.
Good, good. I love that. So you know what? I love so many things about that story. But in particular, what I love is that he was, he didn't want to go to therapy, right? He didn't want to go to counseling, but it sounds like he really did it for you. And I think that's the key with someone who you know is a good partner, is that they're willing to do things for you that they may not do for themselves. And to your point of it was healing. I think that in all relationships, you're doing one of two things. You're either healing together or you're creating trauma together. There's no in between. And that's the reason why counseling and therapy is so important. So important. So I'm proud of you both for doing that. And I would encourage you to continue doing it because you're always going to have issues. Always. Yeah. Like you think the Labrador and the big house is, I mean, wait until you throw kids in the mix.
I'm already dreading it.
Oh my gosh. It changes the game.
Well, and I suppose that's a really good question for me because I know you are in a gorgeous, healthy, happy relationship with your lovely wife and you've got these two little boys. But people would probably assume you have everything figured out. Like, are there moments with you and your partner where you're like, fuck, maybe we need to speak to someone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so one is I see a therapist in particular because I do reality TV. So
you're preaching to the choir. 12 years strong, mate. There's not a therapist I haven't seen.
Oh my God. I always say, especially if you do British reality TV, you need to have a therapist on speed dial. Like that's pretty much the requisite. You know what I mean? So that's one. But we have... So we have not only a therapist, but we also have relationship mentors. And I think that's something very important. So, you know, with social media and Vicky, from what I know about you, what I do adore about you is that you show the real. Like you understand that social media is show and tell, but you also understand that it's about unveiling who you really are, right? And what happens in the relationship is that so many of us are always asking ourselves, well, what is normal? This is the reason why most people break up with a partner is because they go online and they see celebrities loved up in Ibiza or wherever with their partner.
Fucking Maldives, perfect odds, looking perfect, like they've got knee problems.
Perfect photos, perfect drink, perfect bodies. You know what I mean?
Everything.
Complete, utter bastards, you know? And then you ask yourself, well, oh my God, I don't have that with my partner. I'm at home, it's freezing, you know? And so you say to yourself, well, then what I have is not normal. What they have is normal. And therefore I need to get out of this situation. Yeah. And this is the reason why I say it's so important to have mentors, romantic mentors or couples mentors in your life, because these are people who you actually can talk to. Right? These are people who you may see once a month for dinner. These are people who you might see, you know, every 2 weeks for a coffee. And you get a chance just to see how a real couple interacts. Because every couple argues.
Yeah.
Every couple has disagreements. Yeah. Every couple gets upset. Every couple's dealing with trauma. Yeah. It's not perfect all the time. So that's why I love of that. So we have relationship mentors and we have therapists.
Well, I feel honestly, like I'm, like I said before, such a huge advocate for therapy in any form, like life coach, therapist, like counselors, whatever it is that helps you work through stuff. Because we're all just trying to put ourselves together, aren't we?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you raise such a good point, Paul. I always say the problem with social media is it's made perfect seem normal. And now nobody's interested in normal anymore.
Yes.
And like, I feel like that's such a shame because I love, my greatest pleasures in life actually come from the normal.
Right.
Like, you know, I went to like a big fancy awards last night and I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Like,
I hate awards.
I hate them. Like, my heart's pounding, the back of my knees are sweating. I don't feel thin enough. I don't feel, like, even if I loved my outfit in the car, by the time I get there, I don't feel good enough.
Right.
You know what? It's all just, I feel like I say the wrong things to everybody. I'm just nervous the whole time. But you know when I'm at my happiest? When I fucking get home and I have a Big Mac.
Yeah. No, you know what? So I'm the same way. Do you feel like you're an introvert? You must be an introvert then.
So I'm an ambivert. Whatever it is, when everybody thinks you're a fucking extrovert, but secretly you're an introvert.
All right. So you're an introvert. So there's an introvert, there's extroversion, but there's ambiversion, which is a combination of the two. But it sounds like, well, here's the million-dollar question is, before you go to an event, like last night, before you go to an event, what puts you in the best space to go to that event? Is it by yourself, you know, or is it with a big group of people to get lots of energy to go to the event?
I have to have, like, when I used to have to go at these things by myself because I didn't have a significant other, I used to have to, and this is my personal thing and something that I've really taken steps to work on. I used to drink, Paul, to calm my nerves. And because I was so, do you know what? I used to have a drink with Pete because I was so terrified. Yeah. And like drinking with Pete is never a good idea, quite frankly, because he's
Can I say this for the record? I do for the record. And this is something that I shouldn't be proud of, but it's the truth.
Go on. You can keep up with Pete.
All right, here's the quick story. Like, you're going to appreciate this. So, you know, Pete's been on Celebs Go Dating at least 16 times.
More than you, mate. More than you.
He's been on more than Tom Reed Wilson. You know what I mean? And every time, every series, this guy kind of, he's like, all right, Paul, you're going to come drink with us. You're going to come drink with us. And I always say, no, I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that. So this series, to get him to come back, no. But this series, the first thing he says to me before he's like, hello, he says, Paul, at least once this series, will you come? So I said, okay, all right, cool. We could do this. So by the end of the series, we're in Cyprus. It's the whole thing is wrapped. We're having a good time. He's like, this is the night. And I was like, this guy is like, he's trying to kill me. Like, his whole thing is, I'm going to kill Paul. He even stopped while we were filming. While we were filming, Vicky, while we're filming the final scene, he said, Paul, remember what you owe me. I was like, yo, he's going mad. Like, he's going mad with this thing. But it's okay.
Yeah,
because he forgot I was Jamaican, so we're out, right? We're doing our thing, and you know what I did, Vicky? You know how many shots? Because tequila is his thing; it's my thing.
Yeah.
So normally, people, what's the most number of shots you've ever seen somebody order?
Oh, I mean, like 10, and I feel like it's over the top, you know?
Yeah. So I ordered 32 shots.
I have anxiety just hearing that.
I ordered 32 shots of tequila. They put them on big, massive, like, you know, trays. And I had 32. I'm balancing 32. I handed a couple out to people.
Yeah.
But then I found Pete in the corner, right? I laid all the shots on the table. I said, all right, this is what you wanted. Let's do it.
Let's gan son.
We went shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot, shot for shot. People getting the shot, shot for shot. Okay. And he was like, all right, man, I'm good.
You win. I was wrong. I concede defeat. Babe, you have got some stamina to do that with Pete Wicks, because let me tell you, in 10 years of friendship, there has never been one time where I've been like, come on, Pete, I'm still going, like, every time he puts me to bed. Like, and I'm a Geordie, so we're up there. No,
I know. I've heard about you. I've heard about the Geordie crew. I've heard, and I know several.
Yeah.
And yes.
You've had quite a few of them on, to be fair, haven't you?
Quite a few. On Married at First Sight as well. We've had a couple.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you have. I can't wait to talk to you about all of them, because you know I'm such a huge reality TV fan, right?
Oh my gosh. I mean,
I need all the goss. Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you in part one. I'm going to have a quick break and a wee, and can I have you back in part two, please, as well?
Yeah, we have a wee? Are we having a wee together?
You can have your wee and I'll have mine if you want.
Okay, there you go. All right, we come back. All right, cool.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.